You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys!
We have the lunar eclipse at 5 degrees of Libra, happening on March 25th at 12 a.m. Pacific, which is 3 a.m. Eastern Time. Check your local time to see when this lunar event is occurring for you. And not only is it a lunar eclipse, it's the first full moon of spring. March's full moon is known as the Worm Moon, and for obvious reasons. This lunation got its name from ancient and native tribes, who were observing what was going on during this time of year, and because spring tends to bring in new life, in other words, the emergence of life, which we can observe through the plants that are starting to grow, and also the earthworms that are finally coming up from the soil. So this is our indication that spring has sprung. Spiritually, this can indicate a time where you're emerging from a stagnant phase or beginning a new phase in your life and starting to experience slow progress. So whatever prevented you from blooming will soon be in the past. Also, it's a stage where you might start seeing some signs that things are finally looking up. It's an odd phrasing of words saying that around the lunar eclipse, because that's generally not the association with lunar eclipses. Lunar eclipses can be harsh, and this one is no different energetically, especially with the transits going on and everything else with this Mercury pre-shadow situation. It's not to say there won't be some easy things, because the vibes on the graph are reflecting some of the more harmonious tones that will occur during this lunar event. Some of those harmonious energies popping up will be good luck, romance, and social energy. But we also have imagination and confusion and psychic vibes occurring up until about the 26th. So there may be some joy in the air, there may be some fortunate opportunities, you may be in the mood to be more social, you may be in the mood to just be around people, but also there are going to be some moments where you might be second-guessing certain things and questioning your intuition overall. And with this too, make sure you're staying grounded, make sure you're clearing off your energy, practice spiritual hygiene, because with that imagination and confusion and that ramped up psychic vibe, it might be a time where we're sensitive to energies, and this being a lunar eclipse, absolutely will feel more sensitive than we typically do when we have a new and full moon in its regular format. And even though this is a prenumbral eclipse, it's still very impactful. These types of eclipses happen at the faintest part of the Earth's shadow, so they're not as noticeable. As a matter of fact, the moon might seem just a little bit dim, which, I mean, I would say that that's somewhat noticeable, but maybe not, and maybe have a slight tinge of a rusty hue, but for the most part, it's one of the most faintest eclipses that we can get. Nonetheless, it's still a very keyed up moon event. Lunar eclipses are periods where something gets switched out or something gets cleared up. So it could be an aha moment, or it could be a moment where you're realizing it's time to clean house. It's also associated with feminine energy, so there could be some situations with female figures within your life or female figures on a world stage. And for this reason, I'm going to go into my eclipse rant that I do twice a year. Technically four times a year, I mean, because we're counting the solar eclipses as well, but a couple times a year I go into this thing where I don't do the reflective questions the way I would normally do when I'm creating these new and full moon podcasts. And the reason why I don't is because during lunar and solar eclipses, we don't want to set intentions and we don't want to manifest. This is not a time to do that. This is a time of pause. And this is because this is a clipping of the light. This is a changing of the light of the luminaries, which are very vital energies to us. So we don't want to do anything like manifesting or setting intentions because it may not go the way we want. It's equivalent to a software update or rebooting your computer because you're putting in a new operating system. And while you're doing that, you wouldn't load a video game or try to surf the web because otherwise it may cause some glitches. So that all being said, please don't manifest during eclipses. This is a time of the thinning of the veil where certain types of energies come in and not every energy is welcome or going to be constructive for you. So if you're planning on setting intentions or manifesting with moon energy, I would wait until about April 12th, April 13th or so. But remember, we also have a Mercury retrograde occurring around that time too, and Mercury is in pre-shadow currently, so any type of intention setting and manifesting is just not good under these astrological conditions. The astrological weather is just not great or ideal right now. Okay, end of rant. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know how I do my eclipses. Instead of the reflective questions, we look at the possible themes that can come up during these eclipses. And since this is within Libra energy, this can be a moment of clarity about something regarding Libra energy. It could be a period where we're tweaking something, or it could be a time where we're shifting something out of our lives that involves Libra energy. Under this influence, we may look at what needs to be balanced in our lives. In other words, Libra is all about harmony and it's about equilibrium. And so this could be a period where we're finally taking some sort of action to fix things that are lopsided in our lives, especially with our one-on-one relationships, how we relate to others, reciprocity in those relationships, actually having peace in those one-on-one relationships. That way there's some sort of balance in all of our connections. And speaking of balance, this may be a time where we're looking at fairness in our lives. So this can help us take stock at the relationships that are worth fixing because we can repair those things and gain that fairness that we're looking for within the relationship or giving that other person the fairness that they deserve. Or it could be a period of nixing people out that don't bring that into your lives. In other words, people who bring a lot of disharmony and take rather than giving. This may be a period where you're realizing that you can no longer people please anymore because it's coming at a cost to you. It's creating very unhealthy dynamics within your relationships and leading to built up resentment that needs to be resolved. This could also be a period where you're fixing your relationship to money and trying to find some sort of balance within that. Overall, it's just a time to make concessions for the people, things, and opportunities that bring you value, happiness, and peace in your life. So you can move forward from the things that don't allow you to have equilibrium in your world. Let's look at these transits and see what we can expect from this lunar event. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. Energetically, this lunar event has some edge to it. And even though we have constructive alignments, we do have to remember that this is a south node eclipse. And so this could really be a clearing point that may feel uncomfortable at times. South node eclipses tend to feel heavier than the solar eclipses. I'm not saying that the solar eclipses can't, but the south node eclipse is an emptying point. And so it's serving as a time to let go of something that's unconstructive in Libra energy. On top of that, the ruler for this moon and the south node, and even though Venus is in Pisces, it is enclosed malefically. It's wedged in with Mars, Saturn, and Neptune in a Pisces stellium. And Neptune is a modern planet, so maybe some may not consider it malefic. At the same time, it can pack a very unconstructive punch at times. So this is where we're getting that imagination and confusion and some of the psychic vibes. So we may be confused about what we're needing to let go when it comes down to relationships, when it comes down to taking action, the type of boundaries that we need to set with others, and how to gain faith back in ourselves, relationships, and financial situations. Venus is also making a hard alignment to Pluto during this time, which can really bring in a sudden need to clear things out and transform our circumstances, regardless if it's uncomfortable. One of the saving graces for this could be the fact that Venus is connected to Jupiter and Uranus in a very harmonious alignment. So this can offer us a sudden solution on what path to take that's going to help us in the long term in terms of gaining progress and having some sort of reliability in our lives, especially when it comes down to relationships and financial situations. Saturn and Jupiter are making a hard alignment to the south node. They're making a yod to the south node, which may bring to our awareness where we lack insight when it comes down to responsibility in relationships and other one-on-one unions. And it might bring to our awareness where we're reckless in these situations, where we lack any regard, where we may be somewhat arrogant, or we're just not willing to budge. So it could also bring up a lack of compromise and stubbornness within those unions. On top of that, the luminaries are making complicated alignments to Uranus and Neptune. And even though this is about making changes, some of the changes we need to make, we need to take our time with making it. This is about getting started with making the changes, but that Uranus-Neptune situation may rev up impulsivity and just this sudden urge to get away from the problem without having all the details and the necessary strategy to make sure that it goes in our favor. But at least the luminaries are making constructive alignments to Pluto. So this might get us back on track when it comes down to the stuff that we really need to focus on rather than all the noise that's around us. So we can empower ourselves and upgrade our circumstances. The signs that will feel this lunar event more than others will be the cardinal modality. Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn between 3 to 15 degrees of these signs. I'm giving this a little bit of a wider orb because this is an eclipse and it tends to affect people more. As a matter of fact, it may be the 0 to 15 degrees of these signs that feel this more than others. So if you have any planets or important chart points in any of these signs, this will be a very important lunar event for you. Anyway, I hope you all have a very constructive lunar eclipse in Libra later and see you in the next episode.